special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome. Welcome back. This is the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. And please do, if you have any questions or you have something poignant to add to the discussion, please call. You can dial 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. I just ask you to be intelligent and respectful. And you can disagree all you'd like. Just, you know, make your case. Discourse is fine. We are not robots. We have free will. We will disagree from time to time. It's been known to happen. If you can, please visit republicbroadcasting.org and donate. Smash the donate button. You can donate by mail, sending a check or money order payable to RBN, sent to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302 in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Let's keep the truth alive on the radio. I jump right back into Matthew. I'm going to read you a quick part of Psalm 37. Trust in Yahweh and do good. Tabernacle in the land and graze in faithfulness. Find pleasure in Yahweh, and he shall give you the request of your heart. That's pretty good. Hand over your way to Yahweh. Trust him, and he shall do it. So he will make your righteousness shine forth like the light, and your right judgment like the noonday sun. Be still before Yahweh God, and wait for him. Wait for him. Trust God. And just do it, folks. If you have your Bible, we are going to Matthew chapter 12, verse 24. And this is again Jesus in a situation with the Pharisees, with these Jews who end up murdering him in the flesh. Of course, to fulfill prophecy and destroy their own father's designs. All for the glory of God. Am I right? Verse 24. Now the Pharisees, hearing it, and hearing what? Hearing that is not Jesus the son of David? So they reply, hearing it, this man is not casting out the demons except by Beelzebub, the chief of the demons. But Jesus, now having perceived their sentiments, he knows their thoughts. He knows every speck on them, every hair, everything. He said to them, quote, every kingdom parted against itself is being desolated, and every city or house parted against itself shall not stand. If Satan is casting out the Satan, he is parted against himself. How then shall his kingdom stand? You cannot serve two masters, he's saying. And a house up against itself is divided. It cannot stand. And if I, by Beelzebub, am casting out demons, by whom are your sons casting them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. Now if, by the Spirit of God, I am casting out demons, consequently, the kingdom of God outstrips in time to you. These Jews told Jesus that he was casting out demons by Beelzebub, or Satan. Jesus told them, a house divided against itself cannot stand. He told them, if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. But it's not. It's not, because they will not have it. They will not hear. I continue. Or how can anyone be entering into the house of the strong one and plunder his gear if ever he should not first be binding the strong one? And then he will be plundering his house. He who is not with me is against me. And he who is not gathering with me is scattering. That's exactly it, folks. Anything that you put before God and don't glorify God in doing so will be scattered. Your life will be scattered. If you aren't with God and doing God's will, you will scatter everything in your life. Everything. I'm going to go to now Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 through 22. Well, actually, I'm going to start with 18, I'm sorry. 18. And coming, he brings the evangel of peace to you, those afar, and peace to those near, for through him, we both have had the access in one spirit to the Father, to Yahweh. Consequently, then, no longer are you guests and sojourners, pilgrims, but your fellow citizens of the saints and belong to God's family, being built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, the capstone of the corner being Christ Jesus himself, in whom the entire building, being connected together, is growing into a holy temple in God, in Yahweh, in whom you also are being built together for God's dwelling place in spirit. Again, what is he saying? That the temple is not physical. It never was. That's the old. That's the law. The material. God is within, not without. The temple is within, not outside of man. You will know these reprobates, these sodomites, by their fruit. These children of the devil. The Jews wish to build a physical temple, because their father, the god of this world, little g hyphen d, is Satan. The kingdom of God is not of this world. I cannot be more clear. It never was. It's right here within you. And above, celestial. Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone of the foundation of the kingdom of God. You, my brethren, are one of those living stones. You're a holy temple unto God, Yahweh. The temple of God is his people, his sheep, the house of Israel. And they frame together and fit perfectly for the habitation of God. God is within you, not without. Not without. And God will reveal all to us someday. I know this is supernatural. Much of it is supernatural. The invisible, capital I. And I told you the book of Habakkuk tells us plain that God will inhabit our prayers. I think that's a big promotion for prayer, don't you? Do you want the kingdom of God? Now? Right now? Pray to God. Jesus Christ came down on the cross, the blood of Christ. He gave you the kingdom. He gave you the keys to the kingdom. And that's why the apostles and you, yes, you, can accomplish miracles on this plane. In this realm, on this earth. And that, my friends, is why Satan cannot defeat you. Why? Because you aren't in his kingdom. If you're obedient to God, living the way, the truth, the life, for then you are in God's kingdom. That's a heaven on earth, or hell. Which way do you look at it? How are you living? Are you convicted? Which God do you serve? And which is superior? Which one? God, Yahweh, or Satan, the adversary? This is why Satan cannot destroy this ministry. Wouldn't he have? Would I still be breathing, talking to you over these airwaves? He can send the gates of hell against me. I am in the flesh, but I am not of the flesh. I am a child of Adam. Adam. A son of God. As such, just as our celestial king is the capstone of our heavenly Jerusalem, the kingdom of God, you, if you have a family and you're living under God's structured protection as he has designed the architect of your life, then you, my friend, under God, under Christ, it's like a hierarchy, almost like military, you would be that cornerstone for the foundation of your family. And your wife, your helpmate, she under you. But you are of one flesh now, one body. It is so beautiful how it all fits perfectly. To glorify God. That's what this is all about. It's all to glorify God. And nothing else. Nothing else at all. The Jews have inherited this earth, serving other men and serving Satan, and God's children, Israel, have inherited his kingdom through faith. And through faith, he extends his grace and his love. Looking forward to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. On this behalf am I bowing my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, after whom every kindred in the heavens and on earth is being named, that he may be giving you, in accord with the riches of his glory, to be made staunch with power through his Spirit in the man within, Christ, to dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, having been rooted and grounded in love, should be strong to grasp, together with all the saints, what is the breadth and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ as well, which transcends knowledge, that you may be completed or perfected for the entire complement of God. Now to him who is able to do super excessively above all that we are requesting or apprehending, according to the power that is operating in us, to him be glory in the ecclesia and in Christ Jesus for all the generations of the aeon of the aeons. Amen. Amen. I hope that I have made my point, and that you know that you have access to the kingdom of God right here, right now, through the salvation of the living God, through his Son, the Christ child, Jesus, resurrected. They couldn't kill him, for you have eternal life through him. We do have our first caller, and I will take your call. Patrick in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, Chris. I'd just want to kind of back up what you're saying as far as I can do it. You know, what people get mixed up at is all of this Jewish malarkey, you know, they're resetting up Israel. That's a big ruse by the Rothschild, by the way, just like everything else they do with their legal system, their fake corporate legal system, their fake money, and all of their continual lies. And it's just what they do so well. So, you know, we are the Israelites. You know, they control the media so well that in all the publishing books, you can't get anything other than, you know, and a matter of fact, all the ministries and the seminaries and on, they've been completely, infiltrated and taken all of them over, and now they just pump out what they're allowed to pump out, when in fact we should be preaching the word, and as what we were used to do when we first came over here, the pilgrims, you know, they were dead on. And we lost all that, you know, being beat up by war after war after war, just barely trying to survive out of all that mess they've created, you know, with the Rothschild, you know, you renew my central background. I mean, war, boom. Russia, they told Tsar Nicholas, you know, that he were after him. And
the music, Patrick. I hate to interrupt. I'm going to hold you over. We'll be right back after the break. Hang on.
Drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
mandated. I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. Yes, I'm your host, Chris Switzer. And we do have a caller, but before I bring him back on, I'd like to put out the number again. If anybody else wants to call in, has a question, a comment, please call in, be intelligent, respectful, and it matters little. If we agree, we can have discourse like intelligent people. Call 512-248-8252. Again, that's 512-248-8252. We still have Patrick on the line, right? Patrick?
Yes.
All right, sir.
Yeah, I've been listening to Dr. Peter Hammond. The guy is just brilliant. Hammond on the Andy Hitchcock show. Andy is Christian identity, so say he doesn't really tout that much. Supposedly he is. Now, Dr. Peter Hammond, he's very religious, but he doesn't seem to be on board with the Christian. He doesn't say it. But he does do a great job of demonstrating through history how the Christians have been persecuted by the combination of Jews and Muslims, Moors and Ottomans and Russia was their protectorate, and he was fighting off the British and the French and the Ottomans all at once. And one glitch though that blew my mind is he helped the North in the war of northern aggression. Now, Andy just explained it when Peter Hammond was there. He was fighting the central bankers too, and Lincoln knew that. They conned him into thinking, you know, they're the good guys. You know, we're not with the British. We're fighting the British and the French too. Fight on our side. And that's how he got on the wrong side of that. Thank goodness somebody explained that. And now he's showing Putin. He's contrasting Putin against Hitler. And they were all good, you know, both, they're good guys. We're fighting the same people over and over. It's the same Jews and the Ottomans. They're not so much the Ottomans anymore, but it's still the Jews. And, we're fighting all of their media machine and all their publishing just to try to regain our name and who we are. And that's a big task. I think Bertrand Caporet does the best. He can talk about it. Andrew Hancock can't do it. Peter Hammond can't do it. You're pretty good at it, but it's not a whole lot to choose from. With that, I'll turn you. I thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Thank you. You were a little low, so it was hard to hear all of it, but I think I got the gist of it, Patrick, and thank you for your call. God bless you, sir. Yeah, it's little and little. It's not there. You know, that the Word of God today has been so watered down, if not completely perverted, by those who actually get the airtime. You know, those who have big media behind them or big Jewish backers, Jewish banking. Because the Jewish bankers aren't going to support somebody like me. Nor would I accept their support. Because then I would be compromised. Just like a lot of these preachers today, who you may think are godly men, are compromised. And I'll tell you one right now, who may actually say some good things from time to time, but beware. For he is a sheep in wolf's clothing, or a wolf in sheep's clothing, excuse me. And I'm talking about Rick, it's the Nazis Wiles, okay? Rick Wiles from True News in Florida has done a lot of good work, don't get me wrong. But he has yet to explain why he would gift $20,000 to Chabad Lubavitch, folks. What was that? Protection money? That's what it looks like. So they won't go after him? And he'll keep, you know, saying that the Nazis are evil and certain other things they don't want him to talk about? That's what it looks like? I'd love to hear his response. He's never, ever addressed it. But there are many like him. And people are fooled. People are fooled. If you aren't getting the truth from the scripture, where are you getting it from? You're getting it from the children of the devil. From the Jews. And what are they doing right now over in Israel? In the accursed, quote-unquote, holy city. Well, it doesn't bode well for our Catholics over there, who are having to defend their own church against Zionist Israeli Jewish extremist group La Familia. And we'll talk about that right after the break. Don't go anywhere.
Without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
And we're back. You're listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. Right before the break, I was letting you know about the Zionist extremist Jews over in Palestine, what they call Israel today, that they've taken by force, unlawfully. They are coming for the Christians. They're coming for the real Israelites practicing their religion. And in this case, it's the Catholics who had to defend themselves and successfully did, this time, their church. And these Jews tried to seize the Mar Elias Monastery. In recent months, the priests have been stabbed and assaulted, cemeteries desecrated, and churches set on fire in Israel. This is the holy city, Jerusalem, where they're trying, and they are, passing legislation to make the belief or discussion or teachings of Christ illegal. because they are an accursed people. As we see in Matthew chapter 27, verse 25, his blood be on our heads and our children's heads. Crucify him. Who do they want? Barabbas, right? They want the carnal flesh. They don't know the spirit. They are of their father, the devil. We have another caller holding, Roger in Ohio. What's on your mind, Roger?
Yes, I remember when Rick Wild sent that money to the Shabab movement that's up there. I think it was in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And his reasoning was, how does it feel to be persecuted? And he is the main one that stands up against the Christian Zionists.
Huh.
And he calls them out. And I'm sure they hate him with a passion. And he's written a book about it in the final day. And he explains where it comes from. And he said for a long time he believed what they believe also. But he finally saw the truth. So these are the group of people that really disgust me, are the Christian Zionists. The
Absolutely.
Local Baptists and other crazy craze that love Israel more than Christ. These are the people that really are our enemy.
Them
and
too.
He was talking about on his news showing that they gave Trump a crown made of silver. And he was, and Trump says that 99% of the Jews love him in Israel, but only 20-25% love him here in the United States. And he was saying that if he goes to Israel, that all these Christian Zionists might follow him. And let's hope so. This is a few hopes that we have that they follow him. Because these guys, these Christian Zionists, I mean, just last in July was Missionary Month, and they're talking about sending money to help the Ukraine. I mean, these people are really, they're really off the wall. And if you talk against Israel, the hatred that comes out in their eyes is just unbelievable. So
right.
Rick Wall, I think, has done a lot more good. Now, he does talk about the Nazi. I cringe every time I see that. Every once in a while, I'll just turn him off. Because I know who the head of the snake is, and he should be claiming, but, you know, or it's the Chinese, you know, or some
right.
other silly things he might say. But, you know, I listen to him every day. Him and Ted Brewer, I listen to Ted Brewer every day, too. And that's who I kind of follow. I don't complete, you know, I know everything I don't believe what they're saying, but they're pretty well on target. So I'll let you go, and I'll keep
okay.
listening to
well,
you.
If I may, a question. Who is the author of confusion and chaos?
Well, that's Satan. He's the author
sure.
of life. And if
Wouldn't
you're a
you
good
say,
liar,
okay.
he must be, he's good.
Well, wouldn't you say that confusing matters of truth and fact to be a little, you know, that's causing chaos? Do you find Rick Wiles to be a dumb man?
Oh, no, is no. He he's
right.
been in the, right.
So he knows what he's doing is my point. That's a gatekeeper. That's my problem.
Well,
that's
I can't
my
argue
problem.
With you. You
know,
a few things he does says, you know, it's like, but then he'll turn around and he'll talk about other things. So I don't.
And he has
I don't
a great
know.
Business out of it. He makes money.
Well, they.
I
seem,
don't make any money doing this.
There was one guy that used to. He was an insurance guy. Was a popular in the 70s. He says, "Well, Satan makes good money. Why should we make good money?"
I'm not saying it's wrong to make money, but to have enough money to gift $20,000 to our enemy is absurd. I haven't heard a good reason for it. I don't think I ever will. That's all.
Well, he gave his reason when he did it. I mean, you have
not
to...
a good one.
It's not. But, you know, Shabbat Luvah, the guy's down in Port Vallarta, and I'm walking up and down there, and I look up at this building, and there's Shabbat Luvah that's right down there in Port Vallarta. So I guess they're everywhere. So they're even here in Oberlin College. They got a guy there that's Shabbat Luvah is even there. So
yes.
They're everywhere. Yeah. So they got plenty of money, I guess.
Yeah, filthy lucre. For sure.
Yeah. Well, it's nice listening to you, and you take care. Thank you very much.
You too. Thank you for your call and your input, Roger.
All right. Goodbye.
God bless you, brother. Yeah, we will, you know, agree to disagree. Rick Wiles can put out good information, but you can get your information other places and not have to hear lies mixed in, sprinkled in with the truth. And the caller knows. Rick Wiles is an intellectual. He's not stupid. He's not dumb. So if he took just a little bit of time and researched what really happened during World War II and leading up to it, he would know and he would talk about it. But he won't. Why? Because he's in somebody's pocket. I'm sorry, I can't come to any other conclusions because I see it. Once your eyes see it, you can't unsee it. And I'm going to tell the truth. That's just the way it is. You're only going to get the truth here, folks. Whether they kill me or they applaud me. We will jump to the next caller holding in Vancouver. We have James. What's on your mind, James?
Yes, of course, what's happening in Israel right now, I think, is indicative of the things that have happened in that area thousands of years ago, where you get these periods of overindulgence and debauchery and Sodom and Gomorrah-like lifestyles. And this is what's happening to Israel today. Back to you.
Yeah, I can't disagree, although it's always been that way over there. It's an accursed
city. Also, there's other international forces, I would say China and Russia today, who are proving to be a very insurmountable obstacle to the designs of, say, the Vatican or... Whatever those forces, dark forces that you're talking about, and they're not buying into the scam, as it were. This is so the people in Israel, like you mentioned, Netanyahu, who's losing it, right? Because the whole thing is running thin because. The veil has been pulled. The Wizard of Oz. The veil has been pulled, and whole nations like China, more than a billion people know about the ruse. You see that you're talking about. They all know this in China and Russia. So it's running a bit thin, and. I just wanted to reinforce this notion that I think the state of Israel is in big trouble. Max.
Yeah, well, I hope so. Although I will say this, and I've kind of changed my stance on this a little bit over the years, and realized the importance in my own people more so than. Spending all my time looking at these pitiful, merciless, godless Jews. And it's exactly that, I care about white people, and I'm going to talk about our plight, and I'm going to try to bring the truth to our people. But yeah, they could go destroy themselves. That'd be great. Sure.
Well, I can tell you, and I don't think this surprised you, I'm only half white on my mother's side, Scottish Americans, but on my father's side, they're all Khazars and Mongols. So But I like to talk to you, and I like to share observations. So,
yeah,
hence my call to your program.
And as always, a welcome call. Appreciate it, James.
Well, thank you. Yeah, well, appreciate it. And I'll talk to you soon then. Thanks,
you got it. And like I said in my the first hour, scripture, you know, and I was just echoing scripture. You do not need to be of the bloodline of Israel to be spiritually of Israel, of the New Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem. It's just a different path, that's all. But it can be. It plainly says it over and over, not just once, not just twice, several times. Things that repeat themselves in Scripture, you want to take a look at that. But the remnant, the lost tribes of Israel, as it were, that's my people. That's who I relate to. That's who I'm trying to reach, because most of them, they're my blood, but they're not living the way they should. That's the problem. We must wake them up, shake them if we must. Shake them. It reminds me of my late mentor, Bill Cooper, who I don't agree with on everything. Really, there's lots of things I don't agree with the man on. But the things we did agree on, I feel strongly about. And he said it all the time on his shortwave radio broadcast. He'd say, I don't care if you hate me. Get mad at me. Good. He said, I'm doing my job. Because you're going to look into this stuff now. You're accountable. Now you have to be responsible for this information. Uh-oh. Well, that's what I want. I don't care if you like me. I don't care. I'm not a respecter of persons, folks. God is no respecter of persons. Am I glorifying God? Am I doing His will? Am I saved by the blood of Christ the Son, Yahweh come in the flesh? And do I rebuke these devils and hit my knees and pray continually? If yes, we're in good company. You're my brother. You're my sister. So I thank you for the call, James. You don't have to be white. But again, we all know the problems with some of these other races, don't we? Doesn't change the facts on the ground. And I do not want to live with miscreants, whoever they are, white or otherwise. Okay? I'm going to jump to the next caller, Henry in Connecticut. Hey, Henry.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm fired up. How are you?
Yeah, it's good to hear you fired up. when I heard you mention Rick Wiles, I had to give you a call because he had me fooled several years ago. And I had a friend in Texas who told me a little background on him. He's been doing this thing for a long time. He is a major grifter. I have personal experience with that. That whole documentary that he came out with a year or two ago about the Great Reset. Mm-hmm. It's just he's a scam artist from the get go, and he just moved his operation to Florida from Texas. And the history goes back quite a ways. So I was glad to hear you mention that, because these people need to be pointed out. I used to take part in the chats years ago and try to, you know, bring some truth into the chat about his incorrect observations about World War II. National Socialist Germany, etc. Mm-hmm. And also about the identity message, but, you know, he had his forces out there detracting everything, so good on that.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a minute to speak about a couple of other individuals who are presenting themselves as major truth tellers in the Christian community?
In the Christian community, you're asking?
Well, like, for example, you had a caller last week talking about, what's your name?
Lorraine Day. Hey, I'm going to hold you over. We'll be right back after the break.
Okay.
Hang on.
May gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung K, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up.
We are back. This is the Freedom Ministry. Before the break, you were asking a question about Lorraine Day, and we don't have too much time, so what's the question specifically?
I'll keep it quick, and I'll keep it just to her. I wanted to talk about some others. So anyway, I heard that caller, and I decided to go back and listen to the show that he was referring to on RBN. Mm-hmm. And I was really amazed because I had heard her a few times in the past, and I agreed with quite a bit of what she talked about. But did you have a chance to hear the show that she did about a week prior to that call?
The one that they were referring to, right? With Mayor?
Yes.
Yours truly, Mayor?
Eons and eons, yep, and all that nonsense. That's about the only thing I agree with her on, is the fact that hell, the way people interpret the scripture verses that refer to hell as being, you know, eternal and all that. That's about the only thing I agreed with her on. Just about everything she said, everything else she said in that hour, I disagree with. I mean, it's especially this nonsense that all people, every human being that's ever walked this earth, ultimately is going to be in paradise.
Huh.
She actually promotes that.
And Satan's redeemed.
You remember that? Huh?
She says that Satan will be redeemed.
Yes. How insane is that?
Well, I mean, I don't even agree with her that it's eternal, and I've looked up the Greek, so I would definitely take her to, you know, to task on that.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. Also, I wouldn't recommend you have her on your show, because her MO is she gets on a show, you hand her the mic, and then 60 minutes later, she hands it back to you. There's no dialogue whatsoever. In other words, she don't want to be confronted on anything she spouts, because obviously she's going to get a lot of pushback because she promotes some outrageous ideas.
Sure. Yeah, I don't agree with her. I mean, I will say this. I have her book, and it was a stepping stone for me, you know, who rewrote the Bible. So I will give her that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That's about the only thing you can get out of people like that, stepping stone. I totally agree. I use David Duke as a stepping stone, but obviously I know what he is too. So, yes.
Yep.
We're in agreement, and keep up the good work, buddy.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate you, Henry.
All right.
God bless.
Take care.
And real quick here, I'm referring to the aeons, you know, mentioned in the Bible for hell. And it's the Greek word, and it's referred to as G4570. It's the Greek word, what is it? But it means to extinguish, quench, and it talks about in Thayer's how it's you know, without an end. It has no beginning, no end. So that's how I see it when, you know, it's referred to, because you got to look to the original Hebrew and the original Greek. We don't have much time left. I'm going to take the next caller, or last caller, Dave in the Thumb. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Chris. Hope you're doing well. So Jaime Kiss My Assinger, I believe he once said, if you have questions, ask your favorite relatives, Uncle Sam, an anti-Semite, Uncle Ben, an Antifa. They will tell you it is not real. It is real, and it is all by design.
Yes. We're at the end. I'm sorry to cut it short. Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Go to God. The kingdom of God is here and now. I'm out.
Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.